Hello, everyone. Welcome to my first ChicanoCast podcast. My name is Fernando Amador, or Fernando Amador. Either way, I'm the same person. I'm coming to you from my cold-ass garage, converted into a bar, from Downey, California. This podcast is about the cultural aspect of being Chicano, not so much about the politics or the activism, but more, well, you know what? Fuck it. I might get into everything. Why not? Everything Chicano, that is. But before I start, let me give you a warning. I'm going to go ahead and use English in this podcast. I'm going to go ahead and use Spanish in this podcast. And I might even use Spanglish. Not might, actually, I will use Spanglish. And that's just part of being Chicano. So don't anyone get offended. All right, we Chicanos can be formal. We can be homey. We can be our family formal Spanish or informal sometimes. So I ask you to be open-minded. It's all in fun, okay? So nobody get offended and say, hey, you're using improper Spanish. You're messing up the English language, whatever. Hey, but before we start, let's get a commercial out of the way. Today's ChicanoCast podcast is brought to you by No La Chingues. For those moments where your son, who barely graduated high school by having to go to night school, tells you, Daddy, I need a year off. I need to de-stress. I need a year off to think about things. No La Chingues, hijo. That's right. And now also in our new extra strength version, for when your unemployed 28-year-old son comes home sporting a neck tattoo, because he thinks he's Trevor Ariza or some NBA millionaire motherfucker. No la chingues, pendejo. And we also have the female version for when your 17-year-old daughter gets knocked up by the bald, fat-ass assistant football coach and she comes to you, Papi, papi, queremos que seas el padrino. No la chingues, pendeja. Yes, so try the female version too. Thank you. Okay, enough business. Let's get back to the ChicanoCast podcast. Get it? It's a play on words. Get it? Anyway, let's start by defining Chicano. What is a Chicano? Are you a Chicano? Am I? Well, let's begin with what Wikipedia says. Yes, that's the internet Bible, Wikipedia. The terms Chicano and Chicana are used in reference to U.S. citizens of Mexican descent. I don't like this definition. I think it's too general. Someone please go into Wikipedia and change it. Tell them I told you so. Come on, don't be a pussy. I don't like it because... Let's say Tio Pancho comes from the rancho, marries a gringa, becomes a U.S. citizen. And now is he Chicano? Nah, fuck no. Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, I welcome Tio Pancho, and he can be a Chicano if he wants to call himself one. But culturally, at least, I don't think he's a Chicano. So let's try again. Now from the Urban Dictionary, it's not a serious source, but I do like what it says. It says, a person with the descendants of Mexican, but not born in Mexico, but in the USA, Chicano, is not, what the fuck? It's really written poorly, so let me try again in my words. It's a person with the descendants of Mexican, not born in Mexico, but in the USA. A Chicano is not people from Latin America, but only people with Mexican descendants born in the USA. I like this a little better, fuck yeah. Closer to what I think, not what I used to think a Chicano is. In a way, it's my fucked up mind or my influence by my family or by growing up in Maywood. That's right, Maywood, California, where I used to think a Chicano was basically a cholo. I'm embarrassed to say that, but that's what I thought. And I thought that for a long time. I'll tell you more about my personal story later in another podcast. Okay, I have two more good ones from the Urban Dictionary. Here's the first one. One whose parents were born in Mexico, but he or she was born in the United States. Not any Hispanic, just Mexicans born in the U.S. territory. That's not too bad. And the next one is born American of Mexican descent, not accepted by Anglo-Americans as true Americans and not accepted by Mexicans as true Mexicans. That's a really good one. Well, I think these are good, at least for me and what I feel and what I've lived. But let me know if these work for you. But I want to add that I don't think it's just those that were born here, but maybe also for those that were brought to this country very small and were raised here and did pick up on our culture, our language, our way of living. I'd also like to welcome all the brothers from Central America and South America and any dual country or dual culture person. You know, I think you can relate to this podcast and to the way that we live with two cultures and not always knowing where we belong. Are we from there? Are we from here? Are we both? What the hell? What are we? Well, that's always a question I've always had, and I think some of you have probably had it too. I also checked the Merriam-Webster definition, but that one really sucks, so fuck Webster. And now let's go to my favorite definition or explanation of what being a Chicano is. Listen up, raza. No se me duerman. Here goes. A Chicano lives in the space between the hyphen in Mexican American. meaning in the word Mexican-American, that little line in between the two words, in case you don't get it. Oh shit, that one hit me hard. Made me feel exactly what I am, where I stand, and how I'm seen. A guy named Bruce Novoa wrote that. Get it, Raza? Get it? Are you there? Do you feel it too? Or maybe am I drunk? I did have a shot or two of 1942 before I started this. But I'm not drunk, motherfuckers. But when you get to be my age, you grow up the way I did and where I did, you look for something like this because this hits home. This is, you know, you realize at some point that you're not one, you're not the other. You're kind of in between. And that freaking hyphen between Mexican American, you know what? That's me. Because you know what? For us Chicanos, I think the term implies that we're neither from here nor from there. Then where the fuck are we from? You know what? Both. Yeah, that's right. We're from both. And that's what's great about our culture, about being Chicano. You know what? Because we can enjoy an In-N-Out burger just as much as we enjoy a King Taco. Love them both, baby. And you know what? We can enjoy Biggie Smalls rapping, to Maná rocking out, and to Morrissey getting Euro on us. I like them all, and I understand all of them too, the lyrics and every single word. We can speak proper English at work, be very formal with our gringo bosses. We can be talking proper Spanish with family, and we can get homey with our homies and go Spanglish if we want to. But you know, that's the thing about being Chicano. There's two cultures and there's so much more to enjoy. And that's what I really enjoy. And for you younger listeners, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time figuring out, am I American? You know what? Well, no, you're not, because according to the gringo, you're not. Am I Mexican? Well, no, you're not either, because you know what? I've been to Mexico. I've worked there. And they also remind you that you're not Mexican. And let me tell you a story of how I got reminded of what I am. I went to college at Long Beach State. And there, you know, there was some dorm parties. I lived there for a couple years and got into the dorms and stuff. And I was, you know, we were basically doing dorm hopping, going around from room to room, having a beer here, having a beer there. Well, I walk in this room and there's a bunch of gringos sitting there. One fucker looks at me and calls me Pepe. Pepe's my brother, motherfucker. Why are you calling me Pepe? Anyway, you know what? I was like, I just stood there. I stared at him. I stared at all the raza, or the gringos actually, because they're not raza. And I just kind of looked at them and shook my head and walked out. I was like, I thought I was in a place of higher learning, a place of tolerance, but that wasn't the case. But that was good for me because it reminded me at that time I might have thought, you know what, maybe I'm a gringo because everybody's a fucking gringo here. But you know what? That's not me. So then I jumped and went to the other extreme and said, you know what, I'm a Mexicano. But then I worked with Mexicanos. At my job, I got to work with people from the Mexican government. And you know what? I'm not like them. And they're also not like me. The country does run a little bit ass backwards. It's not like the US. But you know what? That's for another show. The thing that happened is I got called Pocho. Pocho, kind of derogatory term, and I'll get into that later. So you youngsters and you oldsters, go ahead and accept Chicano. Think about it. And if you can, accept being a Chicano. It was hard for me. It took me some time. But you know what? Now that I think about it, I accept it. And that's what I am. The more I thought about it, the more I learned that that's exactly it. So you youngsters trying to be straight out Mexicanos by only drinking Coronas, and you won't drink another fucking beer just because I'm Mexicano, I drink Corona. You know what? Unless you own stock in the company, I think you're pretty stupid. Because I love beer, and I'll drink any damn beer, especially when it's free. And for those other of you trying to be gringo and pretending not to know Spanish, well, you know what? You're not gringo. And you know what? The gringos will remind you really quick because your last name is Sanchez, your last name is Gonzalez, your last name is Lopez, and that's what they look at. Even if you're kind of a güero, you're still a Chicano, you're still a raza to them, you're still a Mexicano. And they still think you're just like their gardener. So there comes a time where you have to realize what you are. But let me get back to pocho. Back to the word pocho. What is a pocho? And I kind of agree with the definition that I got from Wikipedia. Basically, it says that it's a term used by native-born Mexicans to describe Chicanos who are perceived to have forgotten or rejected their Mexican heritage to some degree. Typically, pocos speak English and they lack fluency in Spanish. So basically, it's a degrading slur by Mexicans for us. I heard it on my trips as a kid to Mexico, you know, when my tios and tias and cousins referred to me as a pocho. And I know what they meant. But you know what? It's not true. I haven't forgotten where I'm from. I haven't forgotten my language. And I try every day to learn more about my culture, my Mexican history, or at least my parents' Mexican history. I do try to learn that. And it's not too easy. But you know, if we try a little bit, we actually could find out who we are and why we are certain ways. Okay, so you may ask, what about the other terms for us? Why not them? Well, let's go through some of those terms. First one I have here is Spanish people. You know what? I heard this one a lot in New York when they referred to the Latino, the Mexican Americans, the Puerto Ricans, to everybody. But you know what? We're not from Spain. The other term is Hispanics. Also for people with heritage from Spain. Fuck that. You know what? I'd rather take my Indio blood than my European blood. A lot of Mexicans have blood other than Spanish, so I don't think that one applies either. What about the term Latino? That was accepted, for me at least, before I accepted Chicano. But Latino is more for the native tongue that people speak. I think it's too general, because a Latino can be a French, a Portuguese, or a Spanish. It's basically based on the language. How about Mexican? Of course not. We'll save that one for our tios, our tias, our primos, and our primas born in Mexico. Why not Mexican-American? I mean, that's what I mark on the papers, and it's not because I want to, it's because I have to. But again, that could be used for any Mexican in the U.S., no matter where they were born, whether it be in the U.S. or Mexico, or where they were raised, or what culture they accept. So that one doesn't work for us. So now that I went through the list, you know what? I ended up back at Chicano. Soy Chicano. So let me know what you think, how you see yourself, and how you came to that conclusion. Go ahead and write me at chicanocast@gmail.com. Set up an email just so you can let me know what you think about this podcast, about what you are, and what you think about the term Chicano. So write to me and I'll guarantee I'll reply to you. Some of you may think that the term Chicano is a street word or made up word, just a slang word. Well, believe me, it's not. It's a very accepted word. It's taught at big time universities. They actually have Chicano studies programs. Schools like UCLA, Cal State LA, even fucking Arizona State University. Or did they get rid of it, racist motherfuckers? Stanford, yes, conservative Stanford, white-ass Stanford, has basically a Chicano studies program. Is it to cover their racism? Well, am I hating? Was that remark hating? Probably. But hating, you know what? That's for another show. I'm going to cover that some on another show too. So anyway, brothers and sisters, be proud of what you are. Yeah, that's right, because we're Chicanos. We're not Mexicans. We're not Americans. And we're just something in between. But actually, we're also both. Okay, now the last thing I want to cover, notable Chicanos. And I got this from a list of notable Mexican-Americans from Wikipedia. And let me start with the beisbolistas. You know what? But son un chingo, listeners. Too many to get into. But I guess you all know that there's a lot of Chicanos or Mexican-Americans in baseball. Boxers, otro chingo. Of course, the most famous is Oscar De La Hoya. You know, he's a true Chicano. He's basically, you know, Mexican parents born in frickin' L.A. But like him or hate him, he has made it big. Football players, which is my favorite sport, you know, American football, not soccer, of course. And one of the guys I want to bring up that's on the list, because I am a Ram fan. Yes, motherfuckers, I'm not a Raider fan. Not all Chicanos are Raider fans. But anyway, if someone can help me here, on the list is Mark Bulger, and he was a quarterback for the Rams, used to be. So email me at chicanocast@gmail.com and let me know how the heck Mark Bulger is a Chicano or a Mexican American, because I looked him up and I could not find anything that talks about his parents or grandparents. Another one that's straight out Chicano is Tony Romo. Well, basically on his father's side, his abuelo is Mexican American. So, you know, it's possible that Tony eats frijoles. Another one that's really famous right now, of course, is Mark Sanchez, and he's a proud Chicano. He's tried to show his colors. He's tried to show his background in everything he does. But, you know, I like to ask him more about how he's Chicano and, you know, how he shows it. For you golfers, there's Nancy Lopez and Lee Trevino, who's, I think, in the Golf Hall of Fame, probably both of them. They're both were very good golfers in their day. And if we get into actors, well, there's a lot. Of course, I have to mention Jessica Alba. She is very hot. And then there's another guy. He's a comedian. His name is Louis C.K. I heard him on a podcast. It's a WWTF podcast where he kind of, you know, denied his heritage or wasn't really proud of being a Mexicano. Maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am, because, you know, he's a very funny guy. Another one that I have to mention is Salma Hayek. I think she's basically a Mexican and not a Mexican-American or a Chicana. But goddamn, she's fine. So I definitely have to mention her. Of course, on the list is George Lopez. He's our big-time Chicano. He represents us well, and he's a very proud and talented individual. And glad to mention him. Another one for you young listeners is Demi Lovato. Don't know who the hell she is, but I know she was on Barney, so some of you might know her. And I think she either now sings or acts or something. Anyway, and then for the older listeners, on the list is Cheech Marin. That's one of the original Chicanos. You know, he represented us. I don't know if it was good or if it was bad, but goddamn, he was funny. We all have to take it, you know, as what he was, a comedian. But yes, he is a Chicano. Another one that's on the list is Edward James Olmos. Been representing the Raza for a long time. And he seems like a very educated and, you know, well-read man. He knows our history. He knows our culture. He's an exemplary Chicano. Now let me jump into musicians. On the list, surprisingly, was Pepe Aguilar because he's born in Texas. But is he a Chicano? I'm not sure, you know, if he thinks he is, because I thought he was raised mostly in Mexico. I actually thought he was born in Mexico, but I guess he's born in Texas. So, you know, that's one maybe you guys can let me know. Of course, another one on the list is Zach de la Rocha. Now, he's a hard motherfucker. He represents the entire Chicano movement, not just in culture, but in politics and in everything. He actually represents the entire Hume movement, you know, and this show and myself, we're way behind the 99%ers. And I know Zach de la Rocha is a guy who represent them and is behind them too. Another one on the list that surprised me was Fergie. I guess she has a little Mexican in her. Don't get that wrong, Raza. Don't be dirty now. Basically, her Mexican roots come from her great grandma. Another one on there, Selena Gomez. You know, she's on the list. Does she have any talent? I kind of know who she is, but I don't really know what she does. I guess I'm just too old to know who the hell she is. What about Selena, the OG Selena? Now, we got to mention her now. She's a true Chicana. Also on the list is Dave Navarro, Carlos Santana, who was born in Jalisco. Maybe not a true Chicano if you get real strict, but you know what? He's accepted our culture well and represented us well. And damn, is he talented. Another one on the list was Julieta Venegas, very talented girl or lady. Yeah, Julieta was born in Long Beach. Hell yeah, Long Beach. I wonder if she got down with Snoop Dogg over there. You know, maybe he was rapping and she was jamming the accordion. Anyway, she was raised in TJ. So Chicana, I don't know. But you know what? I welcome her to say she's a Chicana. I'd welcome her to be part of the Chicano movement, to be part of the Chicano culture. Damn, she's a talent. Okay, Raza. This is not too bad for a first show, or was it? Well, yeah, maybe it was. But you know what? I'm going to wrap it up here, but let me know what you thought. Send me an email again, chicanocast@gmail.com. You know, if you got a hate, that's fine too. I welcome you Chicano haters. And you know what? I'm going to have a show on that. So that's fine. You know what? Let your friends know about the show. Either way, whether you like it or hate it, you know, it's all good. I don't give a shit. You know, as long as people are hearing and people, you know, kind of realize the whole Chicano term and, you know, realize what they are, that's a good thing. And I'm planning for more shows. So, you know, if you help me, give me some good criticism, you know, make it better. Critique me, however you want to call that. But first, I need new listeners, more listeners. I need to get better. I need to get this more professional. So for my first podcast, you know what? Maybe not too bad. All right, well, let me wrap it up by giving you my movie pick of the week or of the show, because I don't know if I could do this weekly. It's a lot of work. Anyway, my first movie pick for this show is La Ley de Herodes. For you English-speaking gringo people out there, it's Herod's Law. Look that one up. I'm pretty sure you could probably rent it from Netflix or Blockbuster or whatever. Check it out. You know, it's got a good example of the whole Mexican-gringo relationship. You know, it's really, really interesting. So go ahead and check that out. I'll see you next show, I guess. All right, you guys take care, Raza. This is Fernando Amador, ChicanoCast podcast number one. And again, email me at chicanocast@gmail.com. Okay, Raza, have a good one and be good out there. Come on, hold my hand. I wanna contact the living. Not sure I understand this role I've been given. I sit and talk to God, and He just laughs at my plans. My head speaks a language I don't understand. ChicanoCast? Get it? It's a play on words? Get it? Ah, fuck it.